This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's amazing to me that it's been 4 years already that recreational marijuana has been the law. It's been legal here in Connecticut. And Sasha Allen with CT Mirror looked at some of the data points about whether it's revenue and taxation and percentage relationship between medical marijuana and recreational. And she joins us now on Brian and Company. Sasha, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
So you're new. You're relatively new to CT Mirror, correct?
Yeah, I started 3 weeks ago.
Nice.
I'm a data reporting intern there.
So I mean, and the thing is, I'm just curious. I'm an old school journalist guy who just wrote things and went on the way. Those graphics. Do you have somebody helping you, or do you generate all those graphics yourself?
I generate them myself, and then my editor, he'll help me refine them and make sure that they, you know, look the best for their presentation. But I'm generating them.
Yeah, that's great. It's great, and I think I encourage people to go to ctmirror.org and take a look. Again, it's Sasha Allen. We might get to the electric vehicle stuff too. Hopefully, a little bit. We just have a few minutes, but I'm curious as you give more of a data standpoint here, but I might ask you some more subjective questions as well. But in terms of the data points in 4 years, I mean, what were some of the biggest takeaways for you in terms of patterns, whether it's revenue, taxation, or what have you?
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting because obviously medical marijuana has been legal, I believe, since 2012 in the state. So that was the majority of marijuana sales up until 2023, when they began opening up dispensaries for recreational sales in the state. And just a couple of months after they opened these recreational dispensaries or hybrid dispensaries, which are for medical and recreational sales, recreational sales began to make up the majority of all marijuana sales in the state. So that was probably the biggest takeaway that I found from that. I mean, I think it was really interesting just how quickly recreational overtook medical sales in terms of retail sales.
Yeah, I mean, listen, when it started, it was like 60%, medical, and now it's down to 25%. You would assume, does that mean, I mean, again, this is a question maybe you weren't necessarily prepared for. Does that mean eventually you just get rid of medical marijuana? Like, why keep it?
There are a couple of pros to having a medical card. You don't have to pay the cannabis tax, which is actually can be pretty hefty depending on what you're buying. So, I mean, I don't think medical marijuana will go away completely. But I think that definitely it will continue to see higher numbers of recreational sales.
Yeah, the taxation is based on the potency, I think, of the THC levels, and the stronger, the higher the tax. We're talking with Sasha Allen from CT Mirror. you know, it's been 4 years, like was pointed out, that it was legalized and a shorter time since the dispensary has been open. What are some of the revenue numbers? Like what does Connecticut take? What are sales on an average month? Are they pretty steady now? And then what does that translate to in terms of tax revenue?
Yeah, they seem to fluctuate between, I'd say, around 22, 23 million and 25 million in total retail sales. So that's both medical
and
month? Recreational. Yeah, per month. Okay. Yeah, that would be for medical and recreational. Medical is making up around 6 to 7 million of that. So the vast majority is from recreational sales. In terms of the tax revenue, the state cannabis tax brought in, I think it was $21.3 million in state revenue for fiscal year 2024. So we're just seeing that number climb as recreational sales become more and more popular. And as, you know, it's only been 2 years of dispensaries. It's been legal for 4 years, right. But dispensaries have only been, you know, selling recreationally for two, so...
And I apologize if this isn't a fair question, but do you have any idea how those numbers stack up in terms of initial expectations?
I don't know. Okay. You know, when I was looking around, I didn't see anything on what they initially were thinking the sales would look like.
We're talking with Sasha Allen from CT Mirror. Again, go to ctmirror.org. There's a lot of really good graphical information about... You know, there's one great graph that shows the over time the reduction of sales in medical marijuana and the increase in retail, and has a bunch of other things in there that are really, really interesting. If I could I ask you one last question about the EV story? You know, I thought it was kind of self-evident that, you know, obviously over the last decade there's going to be an explosion because, you know, 10 years ago, you know, either it was unaffordable or people didn't even know about it, or they thought, you know, I don't know, that Tesla was the only one there was in the planet. But I mean, what was interesting to you after breaking down the numbers of, you know, you basically looked at all 169 towns and found out how many, the percentage of overall vehicles are electric vehicles. There's a high concentration in Fairfield County. What was interesting to you?
I mean, I think the breakdown by town was definitely interesting. There was definitely more of a concentration of, or a higher concentration of electric vehicles that are being registered in each town in Western Connecticut. But I would also say, in terms of how quickly registration has risen, we saw that after 2020, many more electric vehicles were being registered. It's been increasing since 2014 when they started tracking it. But after 2020, there was a much quicker increase. So I thought that was really interesting as well.
Yeah. Well, listen, Sasha, welcome to Connecticut. Keep the stories coming. We'd love to have you on again in the future.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.